Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Permission to be Black, My Journey with Jay-Z and Jesus, by A.D. Lumkile Thomason. Narrated by A.D. Lumkile Thomason. Preface. Beyond our family feud. Everyone needs a chance to evolve. Jay-Z, Decoded. Healing. Now, the process of making and becoming sound. To make well again. To restore to health. My people are in trouble, and we don't know it. We all chase after a goal that Solomon says is ever before us, but we rarely grasp. What is before us and what do we miss? The ability to be healthy. The health I'm referring to is not physical health. It's internal, mental, and soul health. What we define as blackness is, in a lot of ways, a result of trauma. Ignorance plays a big role too. Ignorant of, one, the fact that we need to be healthy, two, the tools we need to achieve healthiness, and three, how to get these tools. As Jay-Z explains in Family Feud, we are all screwed because we never had the tools. Why did I name this book Permission to be Black, My Journey with Jay-Z and Jesus? Because I want to give you some insights. Some would call them cheat codes. The tools to mental, spiritual, and psychological liberation to release you from the pain of being screwed because you did not have the tools. Why Jay-Z? I mean, why not? On a serious note, I did not grow up as a Jay-Z fan or stan, but more a rap appreciator for what it did for my people, Black people. At a time when we needed a voice to express our emotions without violence in the 70s and beyond, pioneers, DJ Kool Herc, Kool DJ D, and Afrika Bambaataa brought what we know as hip-hop to life. This subcultural expression spread like wildfire through a main stage like none could predict. My number one MC will always be Andre Benjamin of Outkast fame. However, as a rap appreciator, in my humble opinion, I believe that Jay-Z is the greatest rapper of all time. I found solace in a lot of his lyrics, especially the songs expressing the burden of life in the concrete jungles, like Where I'm From. On the other side of the spectrum were songs explaining why we don't have emotions, like Song Cry. I even appreciated some of the more boastful songs indicating a need for celebration because of our pain, like Encore. Jay-Z spoke to my cultural story. God used him to keep me and other Black men alive until we could appreciate Yeshua, Christ, without other folks' cultural baggage. Side note, in this book, I will use both Jesus and Yeshua as names for Christ. I call him Yeshua because that is his Jewish name. Jesus, though I have no problem saying it, is an imperfect transliteration into the English language. Mary would have called him Yeshua. So in the words of coming to America, his mama named him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. But I digress. Jay-Z gave words to the pains that my body knew I had, but my mouth could not put into words. He spoke to places I was in, Black places, places I was ashamed to admit, even after I became a follower of Christ who still needed healing. Jay-Z gave me permission to be Black when most Christian branches said, the way I was created and the experience that formed me, my Blackness, needed to be dissolved. Early on, I became a closet Black man, so I read the books of Martin Luther King Jr., Frederick Douglass, Malcolm X, W.E.B. Du Bois, and Ida B. Wells. Alongside those books, I listened to Jay-Z and others for affirmation. This was the affirmation that evangelical
Sample complete. Ready to continue?